airchecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
This is WJMJ Hartford, Connecticut at 88.9 FM and translator stations W296 AO New Haven 107.1 FM, W226 AG Hamden 93.1 FM, and WSHU FM HD3 in Fairfield at 91.1 FM. Catholic Radio, where faith meets life.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Questions being raised in Washington about the power of the president's pardon and whether he can obstruct justice at all. President Trump's lawyers in a leaked memo trying to make the argument that a sitting president cannot be guilty of obstruction. ABC News chief legal affairs anchor Dan Abrams disagrees.
Yes, it's true that the president likely won't be indicted as a sitting president for anything. But the notion that he simply can't obstruct justice, well, that was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon, against Bill Clinton. So, of course, a president can obstruct justice.
As for the pardon, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says President Trump probably does have the power to pardon himself. Fresh privacy concerns for Facebook. The New York Times says Facebook has deals with dozens of hardware companies like Apple and Amazon to share user data, your data. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
According to the report, Facebook also let these companies access a user's friends' data without their direct consent. That was even after declaring it would no longer share that information with third parties. One consultant likened the whole thing to putting locks on the doors and then giving your friends the keys.
The search is on in Arizona for a killer.
Four people gunned down in Phoenix and Scottsdale since last Thursday. Law enforcement officials tell ABC News all four are linked. It's believed the same gun was used to kill all four victims, and this appears to be family related.
ABC's Jeremy Foster in Phoenix. Lava from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island getting hotter, moving faster, now trapping some people. Here's ABC's Whit Johnson.
The Hawaii Civil Defense Service says that some residents were late moving out of the mandatory evacuation area near the Kilauea volcano and are now stuck with no power, no cell reception, or water. Authorities are now planning to airlift people out if the lava spreads farther.
At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala after a volcano erupted over the weekend, hitting several nearby villages. You're listening to ABC News.
As a parent, it's what you do.
You protect your children.
You teach them how to brush their teeth.
How to wash their hands.
To look both ways when crossing the street.
You take them to the doctor when they're sick.
And you vaccinate them.
And you vaccinate them.
And you vaccinate them.
I didn't know there was a vaccine for meningococcal meningitis, and my daughter died.
And my daughter died.
And my daughter died.
There wasn't a vaccine to protect against strain B meningococcal disease when my daughter died.
When my daughter died.
When my daughter died.
But now there is.
Just get the facts and vaccinate. It's the right thing to do.
Please visit nmaus.org.
A public service message from the National Meningitis Association. Our website, nmaus.org, has details about the two vaccines that protect preteens and teens. That's www.nmaus.org.
Attack on the clergy this morning in Afghanistan. ABC's Tom Rivers at the foreign desk says at least seven have been killed.
Security on the street has been beefed up after the attack, which saw a suicide bomber strike at a gathering of clerics in the very heart of the Afghan capital. Shortly before the attacker struck, religious leaders had issued a fatwa against suicide bombings and had urged peace talks to end the Afghan war.
First Lady Melania Trump is set to host her first public event since her surgery. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
It's the first event First Lady Melania Trump has hosted since her surgical procedure last month. She has not been seen in public for 24 days. Her office said over the weekend that she would not be joining the president at the G7 World Leader Summit this weekend in Canada, and she'll also skip his summit with North Korea and Singapore next week.
A family is demanding answers after their dog died on a Delta flight in Detroit. The 8-year-old Pomeranian was flying from Phoenix to Newark. During a layover in Detroit, a flight attendant found the dog. He had died in his cage. In court today in Maine, a woman accused of driving her car straight through a kid's baseball game on Friday. Police say 51-year-old Carol Sherrow hit a man, killing him during the game. Other people were able to get out of the way. She is now facing manslaughter charges. And in the NBA Finals, the Warriors taking a 2-0 lead over the Cavs after a 122-103 win. This is ABC News.
It's 8:05 at WJMJ. More sports in a moment. We'll get to Southern New England news. First of all, police say the suspicious death of a woman in one Connecticut town is connected to an investigation in another town about 15 miles away. Officers say they found the body of a woman in a home on Manor Road. That's in the Plantsville section of Southington yesterday after responding to a call for a welfare check at about 6 a.m. Family members tell WTIC-TV the woman is Michelle Barrett, and authorities say the woman's death is related to an incident that happened outside the Naugatuck Police Department. That investigation continues. A young woman accused of making up rape allegations against two college football players to gain the sympathy of another student that she wanted to date is going on trial this week. Claims she was pressured into confessing are expected to play a key role. Jury selection in the case of 19-year-old Nikki Jovino of South Setauket, New York, is to begin tomorrow in Bridgeport Superior Court, and testimony is expected to begin on June 18th. Authorities say two police cruisers, multiple cars, and a home were damaged during a police chase in East Haven. Police say the chase began at about 1:40 yesterday morning in East Haven after officers responded to a report of suspicious vehicles in that area. A teen driving a stolen Mazda SUV struck two parked cars and a home before the suspect was apprehended. Relatives of three Connecticut family members killed during a botched fake robbery say law enforcement officials have told them that a second person will be arrested and charged. The relatives told the Hartford Courant that Sergio Correa is scheduled to be charged with murder today in New London Superior Court. He currently is detained on $1 million bail on probation violation charges. Correa's sister, Ruth Correa, is charged with felony murder and other crimes in connection with the December 2017 killings in Griswold. The victims include 56-year-old Kenneth Lindquist, 61-year-old Janet Lindquist, and their 21-year-old son, Matthew. 8:07 on the scoreboard, Red Sox beat the Astros last night 9-3. Yankees and Orioles rained out yet again in Baltimore. Mets were swept by the Cubs. Mets were shut out by Chicago 2-0. Mets open a series against the Orioles tomorrow night. Yankees play a makeup day-night doubleheader against the Tigers in Detroit today. And then the Tigers head into Boston, where they'll face the Red Sox at Fenway Park beginning tomorrow night. NBA Championship Finals, Steph Curry broke Ray Allen's record with 9 3-pointers in a playoff game as the Golden State Warriors beat the Cavaliers 122-103. Warriors lead 2-0. Game 3 Wednesday back in Cleveland. Thursday night, it'll be Game 3 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Washington Capitals lead the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1. WJMJ traffic check. It's a mess on 91 northbound for the past couple of hours. Weathersfield at the Putna Bridge, Route 3, exit 2526. Two lanes still blocked. Traffic backed up all the way down to the Country Club Road, exit 20 in Middletown. The alternate route, Berlin Turnpike, northbound slow from I-691, well up past Route 9, almost to Deming Road. I-91 southbound at the Silas Dean Highway, exit 24. An accident there is blocking the left lane and slowing traffic there. Back up to the Route 3 Putna Bridge, exits 25 and 26. 8:08, your National Weather Service forecast. Rain today until about 10 this morning, and we could have heavy downpours at times. Patchy fog after that until about 2 this afternoon. Then some sun mixing with clouds, but cool today. Highs only near 60 if we're lucky. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, showers likely, with thunderstorms possible after 2, then partly sunny and 70 tomorrow. Wednesday, partly sunny, 65 to 70 with a slight chance of showers. Thursday, mostly sunny, 75. Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny and 80. Sunday, mostly cloudy and 75 with just a slight chance of showers. Bridgeport, 50. New Haven, 51. Waterbury, 49. Middletown, 50. Manchester, 49. Springfield, 50. Hartford temperature is 51, and we're 88.9 WJMJ. Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. It's 9 after 8. Oh, Clues to Use from my game with no name coming up at 8:20. This is Jerry Christopher with Blue Magic.
Hurry, step right up. See this Sunday show in town for only 50 cents.
Can't afford to pass it by.
I just can't help believing.
Just can't help believing. Just can't help believing.
88.9 WJMJ 816. First thing Monday morning, this is Jerry Christopher with your traffic, weather, and clues to use for my game with no name. Next after Genesis.
Need I say I love you? Need I say I care?
WJMJ, Phil Collins, and Genesis at 8:20. First thing Monday morning, Jerry Christopher with rain until about 10 this morning, then patchy fog after that until about 2, some sun and some clouds, and really chilly today. Highs only near 60, kind of a raw day for here we are, the fourth day of June. It's 51 in Hartford, and checking traffic, Weathersfield, 91 northbound, that accident has been cleared away. From the Route 3 Putnam Bridge exit 2526, but traffic is still very slow. From there, down to Country Club Road exit 20 in Middletown, Route 2 West into Hartford. There's an accident at the River Drive that's blocking the shoulder. 84 East into Hartford, an accident at the Sisson Avenue exit 46, blocking the shoulder. Traffic slow back to Fenneman Road exit 37 in Farmington. 21 after 8, we'll check the roads again in about 15 minutes. Right before I give you the answer to today's game with no name, clues to use in a moment. Coming up next on the Monday morning music menu, music notes, June 4th, 1992. Do you remember they had a contest conducted by the U.S. Postal Service between the Young Elvis and the Vegas Elvis stamp? Do you remember which one won? Well, I've got the answer for you coming up here in just moments. On WJMJ, East Catholic High School holding its annual Tom Malin Invitational Golf Tournament. That's this Friday, June 8th at Blackledge Country Club in Hebron with a shotgun start at 1. Additional information, contact Sarah at 860-649-5336. 860-649-5336, extension 6234. Let's see, that's Friday. Oh, Friday's nice, mostly sunny at 80. So is Saturday. And Thursday's nice, mostly sunny, 75. So a couple of days of rain, and then it turns out okay. It is 51 in Hartford. All right, we checked traffic, right? We did that. What else is... Oh, game with no name. Clues to use. Here we go. Liz. Okay, here we go. Clue number one, squeeze tightly in one's arms, typically to express affection. Clue number two, three-letter prefix meaning down, against, back, or a type of X-ray imaging. And that's it. Two clues to use for today's game with no name if you haven't figured it out already. Congratulations, you're a genius. And no need to call in or email or fax or Facebook or text or tweet or Snapchat or Instagram or none of that. Just shout out your answer to the game with no name. We'll see if Gary Mihalik can figure out the clue on WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life.
WJMJ programming is being underwritten in part by Companions and Homemakers, with 11 offices across Connecticut, providing full-service in-home care for the elderly for over 28 years. Including specially trained caregivers for Alzheimer's and dementia care of your loved ones. Companions and Homemakers, matching the interest and personalities of your loved ones with their caregivers. More information is available online at companionsandhomemakers.com. Companions and Homemakers, home is possible. We can show you how. 88.9 WJMJ.
I will spend my whole life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer,
WJMJ. That's Young Elvis, who beat out the Vegas Elvis stamp on this date in 1992. Contest conducted by the U.S. Postal Service. More than a million votes were tallied. I don't know if that was the popular vote or the Electoral College vote, but nonetheless, Young Elvis won over Vegas Elvis. What for a month. 8:27, first thing Monday morning. This is Jerry Christopher. Give you the answer to the game with no name coming up in about 7 minutes from now on WJMJ.
I want to live. I want to kill.
And now a Catholic news break from the Office of Radio and Television of the Archdiocese of Hartford.
Good morning with WJMJ Religious News. I'm Gary Mihalik. Pope Francis is digging deeper into the roots of Chile's sex abuse scandal by meeting with a group of priests trained in a Catholic community where they say they suffered psychological and sexual abuse. Pope Francis celebrated Mass on Saturday with three priests trained by Father Fernando Caradima, a powerful preacher in Chile who was sentenced by the Vatican in 2011 to a lifetime of penance and prayer for having sexually and spiritually abused young parishioners through an abuse of his power. The Vatican said the Mass and weekend meetings would help the Pope understand life inside Caradima's El Bosque community, which generated some 30 priests and four bishops over the years. The Holy Father said he wants to help the priests heal once they become conscious of their own wounds. A phenomenon on the rise throughout the world, demonic possession and demands for priests to carry out exorcisms, is, according to multiple sources, soaring. In April, at a Vatican training course for exorcist priests, participants were told that demand for exorcism is booming as a result of a decline in Christian faith and the Internet providing easy access to black magic, the occult, and Satanism. Yahoo News reports that medical science remains skeptical. However, a Princeton and Yale-educated mainstream psychiatrist believes demonic possession is indeed very real and claims that the majority of Americans agree with him. With 25 years' experience in a private psychiatric practice and as a professor at New York Medical College and Columbia University, Dr. Richard Gallagher has observed rare human behavior and, he says, the inhuman. Gallagher is a sought-after psychiatrist for discernment, the initial step in determining the need for exorcism. Dr. Gallagher has evaluated hundreds of cases of possible possession, and he believes the phenomenon is genuine. He's not the only American psychiatrist who evaluates for possession. There are many others who consult on discernment, but Dr. Gallagher is one of the few willing to talk about it. He's also written a forthcoming book on the subject called Demonic Foes: A Psychiatrist Investigates Demonic Possession in the Modern United States. Dr. Gallagher says that while possession is very rare in his medical opinion, it is real. There are many other psychiatrists and mental health professionals who do what I do, he says, perhaps not to the scope that I do, who seem hesitant to speak out. He explains, I have an obligation to speak out. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops wants the Department of Homeland Security to not inflict trauma on children by separating them from parents applying for asylum at the border or apprehended crossing into the country illegally. Bishop Joe Vasquez of Austin, who's chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Migration, said in a statement Friday that forcibly separating children from their mothers and fathers is ineffective to the goals of deterrence and safety and contrary to our Catholic values. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is on the record recommending to parents, if you're smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you and that child will be separated from you as required by law. He adds, if you don't like that, then don't smuggle children over our border. A very pregnant woman walked into the only abortion clinic in Mississippi last week and walked out a new mother. The mom, who remains unidentified, went to the clinic for an ultrasound to find out when her child was due, and shortly after went into labor. The abortion clinic staff delivered a healthy baby girl. A normal pregnancy is 40 weeks in duration. Last March, Mississippi was the first state to ban abortions after 15 weeks gestation, and Louisiana became the second state to do the same last Thursday. 18 other states ban abortions after more than 20 weeks gestation. And a closed Roman Catholic church in Holyoke, slated for demolition, has been sold to that city, which plans to keep it open as a community resource. The $50,000 sale of Mater Dolorosa was announced this week by Mayor Alex Morse and Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rosansky. The sale needs City Council approval. Mayor Morse says he will lease the church, which still needs $150,000 in repairs. The diocese closed the church in 2011 because of declining attendance and structural deficiencies, including a steeple that some engineers said was in danger of collapse. Others disagreed, saying the steeple is sound. The parish was founded in 1901 to serve the city's Polish population. And that's a brief look at what's making religious news in our global community. I'm Gary Mihalik reporting. Now, back to more of the music that you can't hear anywhere else with Jerry Christopher on WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life.
Thanks, Gary. Stay right there for the game with no name in just a moment. 8:34, it's 26 before 9, rainy until 10 this morning, heavy at times, patchy fog after that until about 2, then maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, some sun mixed with clouds, but very chilly today, kind of raw. Highs only near 60, if we're lucky. It's 51 in Hartford. And checking traffic, 291 westbound, crossing the Bissell Bridge, is slow from I-91 back to Route 5. And let's see, Route 2 west, yeah, we still have that accident. This is coming into Hartford at River Drive, blocking the shoulder there. And 91 north in Hartford from this earlier accident that really was a mess at the Putnam Bridge, Route 3, exit 2526, had two lanes blocked and traffic slow all the way down to exit 20 in Middletown. Accident was cleared last half hour, but it's still very slow, at least between 2526 and the Silas Dean, exit 24, still down to Country Club Road 20 in Middletown. And your alternate route there, the Berlin Turnpike North, is slow from 691 up to Route 9. Coming into Hartford, 84 East, there's an accident at Sisson 46, blocking the shoulder, and it's slow from there back to the Farmington Route 4, exit 39. Waterbury, as usual, slow from 26 into 23. 84 East outbound is slow from the Route 8 Mixmaster to Austin 25A. We'll check the roads again for you in just about 15 or 20 minutes, but right now it's the game with no name. Gary, we have it's Monday, so we have just two clues.
Because otherwise Monday's complicated.
That's right. It's Monday. We're not awake enough for that. Clue number one, squeeze tightly in one's arms, typically to express affection.
That's a hug.
Clue two, three-letter prefix meaning down, against, back, or a type of X-ray imaging.
Talking about a CAT scan?
Yes, a computerized axial tomography, a CAT scan. So what's your answer?
Hug your cat.
It's Hug Your Cat Day. Yes, it is. It's also National Adopt a Cat Month. It's not the year of the cat. It's the month of a cat. And today is Hug Your Cat Day. Preferably when it's not in its litter box. Thank you. 8:37, here's Al Stewart on WJMJ. 98.9 WJMJ. That's Olivia Newton-John at 844, 16 till 9. First thing Monday morning, Jerry Christopher with rain until 10, patchy fog until 2, then some sun, but with clouds, and very cool today. Highs only near 60 for Lucky, still 50 in Hartford. And we have a new accident that just popped up on the screen here. Now, from the earlier accident at the Putnam Bridge exit, 2526 there, 91 northbound, it's still very slow. Actually, it's slow from Brainerd Airport Road exit 27, northbound on 91, all the way down to the Middletown Country Club Road exit 20. And your alternate route, of course, the Berlin Turnpike North, heavier and slow traffic there between 691 and Route 9. And in that area, we now have an accident. This is northbound on the Berlin Turnpike. Let's see. And it's at Worthington Ridge. And that's right before the junction of Route 9, northbound on the Berlin Turnpike. So be advised of that. 84 east into Hartford, we still have that accident blocking the shoulder at Sisson Avenue 46. Traffic slow back to the Farmington exit 39 for Route 4. And Waterbury is still slow. Outbound on 84 east from the Mixmaster out to Austin 25A. Inbound from 26 into Hamilton 23. 14 till 9. Checking music notes for this date, June 4th, 1967. This group won an Emmy for Best Comedy Series on TV. Their biggest hit in less than 7 minutes from right now, right here on WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life.
Today is Monday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Do you ever feel the pain of rejection? Maybe you wrote a nice note to a friend, but only were ignored. Do you ever feel rejected at work? Maybe you were passed over for the promotion. Or at home, maybe you feel rejected when the kids would rather spend time with others than with you. It is so easy to feel rejected. Jesus knows your pain. He knows my pain. In today's gospel reading, Jesus compares himself to a rejected stone. He knows what it's like to feel abandoned when his group of friends ran away on Good Friday. Every day of his earthly life, Jesus healed and preached. He poured out his heart to the people he met. Yet the people closest to him ran away at the first sign of danger. Jesus knows the pain of rejection. But the gospel says the rejected stone actually becomes the cornerstone. There is light at the end of the tunnel of rejection. For Jesus, his disciples came back to him. At Pentecost, they were fired up by the Holy Spirit. They risked everything to spread the gospel. The apostles lived for and actually died for Jesus. That's the kind of self-giving Jesus asks of us. How easy it would be just to reject Christ's challenge to us. But we must remember that each year we celebrate Pentecost. The Holy Spirit fires up the apostles, which melts away their fears. With this new flame of courage, the disciples serve Jesus totally. So too, the Holy Spirit fires us up. Let us call upon the Spirit to give us power to face every obstacle, to overcome every rejection. Let us call upon that Holy Spirit to strengthen us so we won't reject Jesus. With this fire in our hearts, let us build our lives on the true cornerstone, Jesus Christ.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze. Just breathe. I can feel the magic floating in the air.
me that way.
88.9 WJMJ, Faith Hill and her husband Tim McGraw out at Mohegan next Friday, the 15th. And that song, Breathe, is part of today's Word with Father John here on WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. It's 8:52, almost 7 till 9. First thing Monday morning, Jerry Christopher with rainy weather up until about 10 this morning. Patchy fog till 2. Then some sun, cool. High's only near 60. Still 50 in Hartford. And checking traffic, 91 North is still slow from Brainerd Airport Road 27 all the way down to Country Club Road Exit 20 in Middletown. 84 East into Hartford. We still have that accident at Sisson 46 blocking the shoulder. It's slow back to the Route 4 Farmington Exit 39. Oh, and the alternate route with that slow traffic on 91 North is the Berlin Turnpike, and it is slow from 691 up to Route 9, and just before the junction of Route 9, there's an accident at Worthington Ridge, kind of further complicating things there. We'll check the roads again for you in about 15 minutes. Music notes for June 4th, 1967. This group won an Emmy for the best comedy series on TV. And of course, they would be the Monkees on 88.9 WJMJ.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.